Happy New Year. Wasn't a Happy New Year day in Louisiana or even in Las Vegas at the Trump Hotel. I mean, the thing in Louisiana, Bourbon Street, I mean, that was just evil. Just evil. Killing all of those people, and it's just evil. Evil is out there, and we need to work hard to get rid of evil. And how do you do that? I mean, then look at Las Vegas. I mean, boom, boom, in the morning. I think it was about like 8:30, 8:45 in the morning. This car, a Tesla car, blew up. You know, in the lobby, outside of the lobby rather, in the driveway. And my daughter and her family, they spend New Year's Eve at one of the units that we own in the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. And they were out late at night and they were waking, boom, and I heard this noise. And what is it? And they were stuck in their room. The elevators didn't work and they couldn't get out of the hotel for several hours. And there was lots of communication back and forth on the telephone. But it was a frightening thing. But what amazed me is, with regards to the Trump situation, there was no coverage. I mean, I went to CNN, I went to Fox, I went everywhere, and nobody spoke about it until much, much later in the day, which I get with when you look at the Bourbon Street thing that was going on. So anyway, not a nice way to bring in New Year's at all. You know, Trump, though, jumping from that, let's kind of look at it from a happier perspective, not that, but life is a happier thing. And that is that Trump's comeback is a spectacular story. And I haven't heard or seen anything like it since Churchill. You know, he won the war effectively, and then he lost the prime ministership. And then 5 years later, the people said, what did we do? We liked his policies. We didn't like the way he did them. So we fired him, but now we want him back. And they hired him again. And the same thing has now happened with Trump. So we're looking forward to great things. It's just a few weeks now, and he will be the official president of the United States of America, so we're looking forward to it. Here's a short story about a lady. Her name is something. I'll get to her name. And she's a Huffington Post contributor. And she's a Trump hater, I guess. And she's got a holiday deal breaker. And she said, my husband and my family voted for the former president, and so I canceled Thanksgiving night. Canceled Christmas, and how dare they? There'll be no lights, no carols, and no family dinners. She went on to say, I will not give thanks or hold hands in a circle with people who have voted for a party that wants to take the rights away from homosexual people. You know what? I'm part of that party, and I don't have any recollection of ever saying, let's take the rights away from homosexual people. And then Andrea Tate, then she goes on to say, I will not pass turkey to somebody who supports people who have signaled that will cause harm to people with disabilities and the elderly. Well, firstly, I'm part of that elderly group, and I don't think I've ever said I'm going to harm myself. And people with disabilities, I see somebody in a wheelchair, and what do? Trip them? Call them names? I don't think so. I don't know where this stuff comes from. And then she goes on to say again, I will not sit by a Christmas tree celebrating the birth of Jesus with people who find themselves now in grave danger because they cannot get reproductive care that they need. That's not true either. I mean, there's care out there in every state. I don't know where she's coming from. And lastly, she says this, I will not unwrap gifts given to me by people who voted for a party that has talked about building internment camps and mass deportation. I don't think that that's fair either. People who have broken the law shouldn't be in the country. She's not digging very deep. But again, there's not a lot of depth with her, kind of sounds like. Bad, bad. Hey, September 5th, 1925, the temperature climbed upwards to 114 degrees in Centerville, Alabama. Guess what people called it then? They called it weather. Bad weather. Hey, study the past for the future. Just saying. Now, lastly, here's a little story for you. Happy up. We got bad news all the time. I get it. But you know what? We got to kind of work at being happy. It's kind of like when you get up in the morning, you should always lift your left leg so you can start the day out on the right foot. Okay? Are you with me? Here's the final story of the day. Put a smile on your face. A husband came home early from a business trip. He went into the bedroom and his wife was there and he said, hey, there's a cigar in the ashtray. Where did that come from? This big voice from under the bed said, Harvana. Oh. Happy New Year.